Hi, I'm Ian.
Hi, I'm Jared.
And we made a Lego Bionicle fighting robot using SignalR and Azure. Okay. Hi, I'm Ian Philpott, and I'm here with Jared Rhodes. And we built a fighting Bionicle using a Raspberry Pi 2 and Azure. All right, so we had a little dead air there, but so Jared, what's your background?
So I've been working with Microsoft Technologies for the past 7 years. Started with WCF. I've moved into everything as it's come out, basically. And right now I work as a principal architect for a company called CoreFount. We're making a mobile app in Xamarin that uses all of the Windows Azure latest and greatest stuff to power food selection.
Yeah. So you and I, we met at one of the user groups, and I had this crazy idea to build a robot that we controlled using natural user interfaces, the Kinect, the Band, that sort of thing. So we wound up at Georgia Tech one day, I think, and hanging out with some of the doctoral students, and they're building what they call web robotics. And essentially, these are robots that you can control over the web. And it takes real-time communication to make that happen. So we thought, hey, we could probably prototype that and get something working really fast. So that's what we did. We took our band here, and then you wrote an app, right, for the Pi?
Yeah, so using UWP, you can create Windows applications for the Raspberry Pi 2, the Raspberry Pi 3, the Minnow, Win, whatever, all the boards, the Dragon board, there are tons of boards that are supported. So what you can do is you go in, and it's your standard UWP app. It supports everything UWP does in the limited subset for IoT Core. So all the controls, and what we did was, we took this servo, we went and we got a servo off of Amazon. I forget which one, but you'll find it. It's the cheapest one on Amazon. And we wired it up, and then you took it, and you tell them about what you did with the Bionicle.
Okay, so I just went out and got a Bionicle because the Bionicle, by just nature, has a little bit of a motion there that we can control, and essentially that makes him sword fight, and that's what we want to do. So I just kind of screwed on the onto the Bionicle.
The servo. And in the back here, this isn't the most professional screwing on job that we could have done, but it does allow his kids to still use the Bionicle later.
Exactly. So he needs a little bit of a stand or whatnot, but he works really well. So we took the IoT app and hooked him up with SignalR. So SignalR is Microsoft's implementation of WebSockets, essentially. And this, we have a website that runs in Azure that has this SignalR hub. And his Jared's app talks to the SignalR hub. And then I wrote a UWP app for Windows 10 phone that communicates with the Microsoft band. It's a band version 1 or band version 2, doesn't really matter. And essentially, using the accelerometer data, we ship that up to Azure using SignalR and back down to your app, and he should move. So let's actually see him move. Okay, so now we're going to go ahead and actually demo what he does. So I'm gonna start the IoT app first. So we'll come over here and click start. And that should start booting up that app on the Pi. And then at the same time, I'm gonna go ahead and start my band app on the phone. And he's searching for the Microsoft band now. It's found the band. And now everything's kind of wired up. So if I raise my arm, He raises his arm. I raise, put my arm down. He puts his arm down. Same thing. Arm up. Arm down. Sword fighting robot. Okay. So I'll go ahead and stop the app for him. And we'll stop the app on the band. All right. So that's kind of what the band does. Now let's dig into the code and see how all of this works. All right. So now diving in and looking at the code, we'll start with the band app. So this is a universal Windows platform app. It can run on any Windows 10 device. I just chose to run it on a Windows phone because hooking up with Bluetooth and the band works really well already off of the phone. But you could run this off of a desktop that had Bluetooth if you were so inclined. But here we have Visual Studio open, and of course you have to have the UWP tools installed. And with that, I went ahead and pulled down both the SignalR client and the Microsoft Band SDK and added those references in. And then I built just a simple sensor data with X, Y, Z coordinates so that that's, you know, going to represent the accelerometer data coming off of the band. And then in our main page.xaml file here, the layout is very simple. This is the designer is nothing to write home about, the actual layout of the app. And we'll let that load. As that's loading, we'll come in and take a look at the code. Now, jumping in right here, we have a call out to get the sensor data, and we'll explore that here in a second. We also have our SignalR hub set up and our connection to the what we call the band hub. And then we're coming down and we actually have a button click. Let's see if our XAML page here. This is our start button. We see X, Y, and Z coordinates out in real time. And then we come down here and we start looking at this. As we go out and we grab our band, so we start looking for bands. We start our connection to the SignalR hub. And then as we're looking for bands, we're displaying, if we don't find a band, we show that, or we show that there, we did actually find a band. And we assume there is one band connected. So we grab the first band in our array. And then using that, we hop in with the band client, look under the sensor manager at the accelerometer, and we start looking at the time span for the supported intervals. And then we take that and we grab the longest supported interval that will drain your battery less, essentially. And then we fire in our event handler and we start reading. And I have it set to read for about 120 seconds, for 2 minutes. So you might want to build a different type of looping structure here with a cancellation token or something like that. Essentially, this just keeps the band app running for 2 minutes. Once that's done, it shows that band is stopping and the band has stopped. Now, what we're doing with this data is what we see here on the event handler. I'm grabbing the acceleration X, acceleration Y, and the acceleration Z coordinates right there. And really, all I'm doing is shipping the Y data up to my SignalR hub. So that kind of sets up the band. Go out, grab the band, start reading the data off of the band, and then as the band data is coming in, we ship it up to the SignalR hub. Now let's hop over and take a look at the SignalR hub real quick. This is very simple data, or very simple website, which is really nice here. So in our startup.cs, we just mapped our SignalR, which gives us our band hub right here. We see that we're inheriting from hub, and then we're expecting just the Y coordinate. So we're grabbing the update data. This is for coming from the band. This also works with the Kinect as well. So if you wanted to pull data off the Kinect instead of using the band to control the robot, you could do that as well. So it just ships it up here, and then we're just doing a little bit of a calculation, and I'm sending down to the client on the Raspberry Pi to move right or to move left. And that's kind of making the, that's going to signal the servo motor to do that. And I'll let Jared show you what the IoT app should look like. So Jared, here's the IoT app, and I'll let you drive.
All right. So this is a standard UWP app, just like the phone app. But what we get that's different is under our references, there are extensions. And in this project, we've added the IoT extensions for UWP. So it being the same as a UWP app means that we still have the exact same app.xaml and mainpage.xaml. However, since we've added the IoT extensions, we get access to the pinouts on the device. The pinouts being the exposed pins on the Raspberry Pi 2. And so what I've done is I've written a few very, very basic drivers, and the one that we're using is this servo driver. And in the servo driver, we're grabbing a hold of a GPIO pin, specifically, in this case, 18. That's what we have wired up to the Bionicle. And we start a background task. And in that background task, we are sending a signal to the servo. So the signal we're sending is specific to the servo. It's basically a sine wave that tells the servo which direction to turn. And in this particular set of code, we're driving it based on the direction that the current reading out of signal R is. Now, just as Ian showed, we still have the same mainpage.xaml. We still have the same app.xaml. So all I've done is in our main page constructor, which will be the created when the app is launched, I create my driver for the servo, and then I create a proxy for the hub in Azure. And then I just listen for the data that he just showed you, whether it's left or right. And I drive the servo that direction depending on whichever way he says to go. And then we wait for the connection to complete connecting, and that's it. Now the servo will drive left or right depending on whatever comes back from the hub. Now, in the case of IoT Core, there were two app choices. One is your standard UWP app. There's another app type that you'll see when you go to File, New Project in Visual Studio, and it's called a background app. In retrospect, this app would have worked better as a background app, but it works just fine as the main app. So now that I've shown you what we did with the IoT app, I'm going to hand it back to Ian.
All right, so pretty simple to kind of prototype doing some web robotics. The last time we showed this off, we had somebody in Atlanta and I was in San Diego, and they were controlling the robot over the internet. So that's kind of the idea there. All right. Well, I think that concludes this episode of The Maker Show. So thanks for joining us, and I hope you enjoyed.